the status of the Western Cape Education Department and not teaching, and then the minister saying that it's fine if they take pupils in for orientation. So do you see this week as being a week only of orientation, of getting ready for COVID-19 teaching and learning, or do you expect and approve of some teaching taking place tomorrow or later in the week?
Well, firstly, logic would tell me that there needs to be thorough orientation, and there's no doubt about that. And we recognize that not all schools in the country are at the same level of readiness, and we are not intending to in any way try to be obstructionist or different. But where our schools had over the last 2 weeks really worked hard to prepare for the announced date of 1st June, it would be very unfair and unreasonable. Parents had prepared, learners were on the way to school, hostels yesterday already. So I think there might be some teaching that happens, but it's not an issue of us wanting to ensure that that happens. We want to ensure that all the safety protocols are now operational and functional that's necessary in our schools, both for the safety of teachers and for learners. And therefore, the orientation programs and the progressive implementation of those. I mean, if the learners all came back in one go, it would have been far better to orientate the group of sevens and the group of 12s. If they come back in drips and drabs, it makes it more problematic to do so. And so we would urge parents to send their learners to school. School is open for grade 7 and for grade 12. We will orientate them and take a day or two. It might take up to Wednesday. But schools that are also ready to teach, I'm not going to say to schools, no, don't teach. When you have the lessons ready and your learners ready, it just doesn't make sense.
That's Brian Schroeder, the Superintendent General for the Western Cape Education Department. Listening to that and joining me now, Jonathan Rustin, who's the Provincial Secretary for the South African Democratic Teachers Union. Jonathan, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, John.
Did you say to the SATU members, go back to the schools, stay away until the 8th? Was there a provincial union approach to this issue?
Well, I think that we must all admit that there was lots of confusion about whether learners returned back on the 1st or on the 8th. But we are deeply disappointed that we are appraised that the Western Cape was in the meeting with the minister on Saturday, and yet they had decided to go ahead, notwithstanding the fact that in that meeting there was an agreement that schools will only return for the 8th for the learners. And we are deeply dissatisfied of this disjunction approach.
But Angie Motshekga, the minister, said at her news conference earlier today that she accepted that it was within the Western Cape Education Department's rights to have children back at school if those schools were ready to receive those children and teachers safely.
Well, we think it's very strange that if there's a joint decision to start on the 8th, and that the minister now says that one province can start before the other provinces. We've always heard from the minister that no child will be left behind, but now we're leaving the rest of the country behind.
That's the rest of the country's fault, isn't it?
But we're 100% sure, as the Western Cape Education Department received the verification that all the institutions are fit and ready. Some of our reports are we receiving that that's not the case in some of our schools.
Yeah, I'm not convinced, Jonathan, by the argument that because other provinces aren't ready, those provinces that are ready, and we were told at the briefing earlier today that there were two provinces that were regarded as ready by the assessments that have been done over the last 2 weeks. One of those is the Western Cape and the other one is Gauteng. Then there were a few provinces that were regarded as being medium ready, and then a few, KwaZulu-Natal, Limpopo, and I think the Free State, were regarded as not being ready at all. I'm not convinced by the argument that because some provinces are not ready, those provinces that are ready should not start teaching until everybody's ready.
Well, John, we've got a national education system in the country. The school curriculum is for all our learners, and that we have a uniform system for grade 12s, whether they are in Western Cape or in Northern Cape or in KZN. I'm saying that this time the Western Cape Education Department could have made 100% sure that they have all the trim curriculum. We are not convinced that trim curriculum have been sent to every single school. For us to be prepared and prepare our lessons for that particular exercise. Have we verified with independent verification that every school is compliant? Because what we have done, we have left it upon school principals to do as much as possible, notwithstanding that some of the things were sent. But we are not convinced, because how do you verify your own system and you don't have an independent verification?
No, but there was an independent. There was an independent verification today. The report which was done. Sorry, I'm just trying to find.
The NECT did not do an independent report. They did a verification in terms of audits received in terms of an exercise. What the MEC spoke about, that they have had a verification within the Western Cape of an independent body. We have called timelessly on the Department of Employment and Labour to make sure that they go and check whether the compliance of our schools are already. They have failed us in the mission as well. They failed the country, they failed the learners, they failed the teachers. And what do we see? We see 32 schools of COVID-19 cases being reported. And then we also see disastrous response towards how we deal with the COVID-19 cases.
I mean, I certainly would not argue for a school opening simply because a date has been set for a school to open. Schools must only open when there are the requisite requirements in place to make it as safe as possible. It's not going to be 100% safe. It can't be. But as safe as is humanly possible for teachers, for pupils, and for general staff to go back to school. That mustn't be date bound. But as soon as a school, surely, whether that school is in KwaZulu-Natal or in the Northern Cape, as soon as a school meets those requirements, shouldn't that school, as a matter of urgency, start teaching and learning?
Look, that is your perspective in terms of this. You'll be speaking about a national education system. I'm not saying that we should not continuously make sure that schools are compliant, the schools are ready. But as South African Democratic Teachers Union in the Western Cape, we want the department to put on the table that verification which they have said they have done to make sure schools are ready. Our reports on the ground contradicts them, you know. And what makes us even further angry is the fact of the matter is that if you're in a meeting and you're part of the decision to start on the 8th, you then go out of that particular collective decision and start on the 1st. It doesn't go down well with SATU.
Thank you very much for putting the SATU perspective. Jonathan Ruston, who is the Provincial Secretary for SATU.